Good afternoon. My name is Glynis Bugna, and I'm the third author of this thing. Anyway, the title of this talk is Quantifying Soil Erosion in a 7.7 Hectare Peanut Cotton Cropping System. When we talk about issues of field-scale soil erosion, one, we know that it's not that simple for results obtained from a runoff plot to be extrapolated to a larger field, and therefore, true soil erosion field data is very scarce. And also, we know very little about soil redeposition in a field. Its quantity may far exceed that of soil loss, and its effect may be critical to land sustainability. Therefore, an ideal soil erosion field technology is one can be applied conveniently and cost-effectively to a large field with or without vegetation cover, should not obstruct the runoff pattern of a large field, can quantify both soil loss and soil redeposition, provide samples for further analysis, and sensitive enough for a single or seasonal erosion event. In view of this, the mesh pad field method was developed. It was originally introduced in 1992, but it has not been adequately evaluated and its application has been limited. Therefore, the objectives of this study are, one, to evaluate the performance of the mesh pad method in a large field experiment, and two, to investigate the relationship between soil redeposition and soil loss in a peanut cotton cropping system in North Florida. So what is the mesh pad method? First of all, a mesh pad is composed of a pair of mesh. It's composed of a top nylon mesh with 4 millimeter opening and a bottom fine nylon mesh with a 0.1 millimeter opening. Mesh pads are installed on the bare soil surface using bamboo pegs in such a way that they conform to the contour of the soil surface. Vegetation is removed only directly underneath the mesh pads. Due to minimal space between the bottom mesh and the soil surface, water and also minimum amount of soil particles can infiltrate through both mesh. Mesh pads were laid out in between 2 to 4 meter random or regular grid patterns. And after one or several rain events, the soil resting on and in between the mesh pads are harvested and brought back to the laboratory for analysis. Now, the mesh pad method was originally developed to measure soil redeposition on the slope, but it can also be used to measure soil loss at the discharge area of the slope. Mesh pads only sample a very small fraction of the total soil deposition, which simplifies sample handling and analysis. The amount of soil deposition in the field can be estimated by the weight-to-area ratio of the mesh pads in tons per hectare. Now, the field site is located in Jackson County, Florida, which is approximately 60 miles west of Tallahassee, Florida. Just to show you the placement of the mesh pads in the field when it's bare ground, this is what it looks like. And when the plants are growing, they're marked by flags. And when they're fully grown. So sensitivity tests, soil redeposition due to irrigation. Basically, this is just showing you that in this contour plot, the soil redeposition values range from between 0 to 2 tons per hectare all the way to 34 or 35 tons per hectare. But 90% of the values are actually below 2 tons per hectare. So the average is only 1.45 tons per hectare. We were able to get erosion values as low as 0.1 ton per hectare in this experiment. The effects of mesh pad placement, random versus regular grid, and density of placement. We compared a 2.6 meter regular grid with a wider space 3.7 meter regular grid. Even though they both, both of them showed similar erosion soil redeposition rates, 32.1 ton per hectare versus 32.3 per hectare. And the distribution are basically similar to each other. except that the 2.6-meter regular grid showed a more detailed distribution of soil redistribution. But if you compare a 3.7-meter regular grid with a 3.7 random grid, then you see a lot more difference between the two, even though their average is still close, which is 32.3 tons per hectare versus 32.4 tons per hectare. So if you look at, if both of them are regular grids, it would be okay to go to a wider space grid, like 37-meter grid, but between a regular grid and random, it would be better to go with a regular grid. Now, soil redeposition versus soil loss. We use a 7.7-hectare site with a 1 to 5% slope, and we divided the slope into the top slope, mid slope, and bottom slope with a 2.6 hectare for both the top slope and the mid slope, and for bottom slope is 2.1 hectare, and for the discharge area is 0.4 hectare. This is just to show you that basically the top slope and the mid slope have the same soil redeposition rate for all sampling dates, but maybe not for the third sampling period. We also found that at the lower slope, which is the green one, that it has a lower soil redeposition rate than the upper slopes. And of course, when it's the soil is from the slope, it's lower than the ones in the slope. Yeah. Okay. In terms of total amounts, still it shows the same distribution as the rates. You have higher amounts in the slopes, and you have a very, very small amount in the outside the slope, or in the discharge area of the slope. And actually, the one in the discharge area represents less than 1% of what you can find in the slope. Now, in terms of using the mesh pad method in measuring soil loss or soil redeposition, in soil loss, you know, soil loss is basically additive if you use this method. But in soil redeposition, it's not additive because the redeposited soil could be reabsorbed multiple times until it leaves a slope. Now, soil redeposition is much greater than soil loss, so that soil redeposition might have important implications to the productivity and redistribution of the land. The MeshPad method can also measure spatial and temporal patterns of soil and nutrient redeposition. This is just to show you in terms of spatial. This is a 80 by 240 meter sampling site. And temporal, when you have two different rains, you see it's lower lower concentrations at the one on the left. We have slower rain than compared to the one on the right, where you have a bigger rain. Now I'm fast. In terms of organic matter concentrations, we can also have the organic matter redeposition by looking at the soil redeposition and comparing that with the organic matter concentrations of this redeposited soil, and so we can have a contour plot of total organic matter redeposition for this area. For this area, the average total organic matter redeposition is 443 kilograms per hectare, or equivalent to 23.5 kilograms per hectare, or 222 kilograms of hectare for carbon. The other one is 23 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. Now, the 23.5 kilogram nitrogen per hectare in that was redeposited is actually equivalent of 14 to 23% of nitrogen added by fertilizer. Okay. So in conclusion, the mesh bed method has minimal disturbance to the natural runoff of a field. It quantifies both soil redeposition and soil loss, provides samples for further analysis, is sensitive enough for a single or seasonal erosional event, can be applied conveniently and cost-effectively to fields with or without vegetation cover, and provides spatial and temporal soil and nutrient deposition information. Soil loss from the field experiment was 1% of the soil redeposition during the June to August rainy season. We observe a significant amount of nutrient redeposition associated with soil erosion. It may have a significant implication on land productivity and sustainability due to management practices. We acknowledge the USDA NEPA for this, funds for this research, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes.
In track.
Yeah.
On the mesh.
Yeah.
And then how you distinguish what's erosion, what's redeposition?
Well, basically, when we say it's, we don't really say it is trapped. It's more of like a it's like your mesh pad is invisible in the first place, that you only get a representative of what is moved along the slope. So we're not, the goal of that mesh pad is not to trap anything, it's just to get a representative sample of that is what is moved along a slope without trapping anything. We just want to make sure that just water is flowing in, and that's why we want to, when we put it in there, we want to make sure it conforms to the ground. It's not, you know, it's basically, if you're, the contour of the ground is, it's like this, then you basically have it like that. But in terms of, when we say soil erosion in the slope, we say soil redistribution, but then when it's already in a discharge area, you just call it, it's still soil erosion, but it's basically soil loss. But if you want to get a total, I mean, total erosion, then you have to get soil loss and then soil redistribution. What is in the slope and what is out of the slope?
That's all. I'll come here. Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions for our speaker? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.